From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting throughout this day, Saddam Hussein, the former Iraqi leader, is in American custody. The U.S. military says it found Saddam last night hiding in a hole in the ground outside his hometown of Tikrit. Now, over the course of this hour, we will have updates on how the U.S. found him, and we will also consider who could put Saddam on trial. This afternoon, President Bush addressed the nation and said Saddam will face the justice that he denied to millions.
The capture of this man was crucial to the rise of a free Iraq. It marks the end of the road for him and for all who bullied and killed in his name. For the Ba'athist holdouts largely responsible for the current violence, there will be no return to the corrupt power and privilege they once held. For the vast majority of Iraqi citizens who wish to live as free men and women, this event brings further assurance that the torture chambers and the secret police are gone forever.
President Bush addressing the nation this afternoon from the White House. In Baghdad, news of Saddam's capture was greeted with cheers and celebratory gunfire. Saddam Hussein was actually captured yesterday. Military and administration officials took that news secret until they confirmed the former Iraqi leader's identity, and they say he's now being held in an undisclosed location.